morning. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, we're continuing in our series that we have been doing on the challenges that God gave in the Old Testament to His people Israel to be able to follow Him, serve Him, honor Him with their whole heart. And in Joel chapter 2 and verse 12, it says, "Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning." And then he says this, verse 13, "And rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil." He says, I want you to turn to me with your whole heart, but I want you to rend your heart and not your garments. What was the picture of repentance in the Old Testament oftentimes? Was the rending of the garments, the tearing off of the garments, and the throwing on of sackcloth and ashes? It was all outward. And that's the problem with religious actions. It's all outward. Everybody can see it. Oh, they surely are repentant. Look at them. They rent their garment and they put on sackcloth and ashes. And the Lord says, rend your heart. You know, we don't think about having a whole heart of service to God and then the concept of rending your heart. But that's the picture that's involved. You see, you can serve God with your whole heart. You can love Him with your whole heart when you've torn up your old heart. When you've torn it up and said, "I'm not going to follow my heart anymore. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to honor Him." There is no such thing as whole heart service to God, whole heart love of God, without a heart that's been rent, a heart that's been torn asunder. What a lesson here. The Bible says here in this passage, He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. And the next verse says, "Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and drink offering unto the Lord your God." Who knoweth if you'll turn back to Him, if you'll rend your heart. Stop rending your garments. Stop doing the outward stuff. The Lord says, "It doesn't impress me." Rend your heart. Then you can honor me with your whole heart. May God help us to take to heart this message from Joel. Joel served during the time of Elisha. He was contemporaries with him. Joash was king. And the people had learned how to put on a sham, how to do fake worship, how to honor the Lord with their lips but not with their heart. And so this message from Joel is a message we need today in the United States of America, where we've got the art of form down, but we don't have our hearts rent before God so that we can serve Him.